And there's no fly inside at the moment. And you want to wrap it up with that blanket there. So. Okay?
All the way underneath.
Well, you're not doing underneath. Okay. Yeah? We just discussed it from last week. If you have to cover, because Hatman is only by Shayach when the whole thing is covered. Yeah? When you've been muffling the whole thing. What about if you have a part which is covered on all sides, which is placed on the table, let's say? Would that be a problem? Okay. So, yeah, or on the lecture, on the hot plate.
I said that is no difference.
Huh?
And the sofa is here. It's not.
Okay, but that's okay. Yeah. That thing itself is the thing that is on is very hot. It's hot, right? It's sitting on a.
You just turn off the fire.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So it's not the same.
Why?
Because the air there's a lot of air and it's open.
Yeah, it's still sitting on something, right?
Yeah, but it's just like a pipe from,
That. Okay.
Let's forget about
table
for a second.
Okay. Can you put a pot, wrap it up on the side? You're not wrapping underneath. Wrap it up on the side and on the top. Yeah. On this stove top, which is doesn't have fire inside, but it's hot. Okay?
Okay.
Right. The Mishnah brings he says there are those who are maple. Okay? So while they're maple, he says two things. Let me just find it. Right. So he says, even though normally you're not allowed to have money with a double that's moist pebble, over here is different. Why? Because when did they after have mana? Yeah, that's only when you're in matzmin with something which is shayach to cover the whole thing. Yeah, this is one story we did mention last week, right? The thing that the pot is sitting on, yeah, this sheet of metal, whatever it is exactly, that's not shayach to do hatmana with. You don't do hatmana with such a thing. Okay? And therefore, there's no problem with hatmana. Yeah? Hatmana is only when, according to this shitta, yeah, hatmana is only when you're being matzmin with something that's shayach to be matzmin with. Yeah? The reason why Chazal asked it, the Dabar Moisi Pebble, yeah, is because we might come to Hatmana with remnants. Remnants were the ashes where it's still cold inside. Yeah, you might come to be mapping the whole thing. Okay? Yeah? So Chazal only asked something where it's shaykh to mapping the whole thing, only then is the shaykh of your also come to be mapping with remnants. Okay? On the whole thing. Yeah? Sand. The point is that I don't do it nowadays. It's not something to do, or these things don't do those jobs anymore.
The only thing that I see that's most pebble is when you have a compost in your backyard, and then it gets all the way, then there's a chemical reaction, and then it's creating heat inside.
Okay, so that would be it. I mean, as we just pointed out, the point is that at least for nowadays, the relevance is when you have a heat source and you cover the part which is on the heat source. So then the heat is also heating up the blankets, and that the blankets now, the whole thing is considered to be a double moisture pattern. Yeah? That's where the point is relevant nowadays. Okay.
It's a seeming contradiction, because you have no heat source by the surrounded blankets, but you do have a heat source by the kira, meaning it's not H, but it's still hotter than the blanket itself.
Yeah.
You take the blanket, and that has no heat, and then you go touch the kira, and it's burning hot, even though there's no fire there.
Yeah.
It seems that you're allowed to by the kira that's open on the bottom, but you're not allowed to just surround it fully by the blanket.
Can we finish this? We know too much here.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Wrapping in a blanket wouldn't be a problem on Shabbos itself. On Erev Shabbos. Just hold your thoughts. Okay.
So right now, what's the matter? The third game. Okay.
We've got the pot on top of the kira.
Okay. Kira doesn't have any fire
inside. It's hot. It doesn't have any
fire. What's happening to this pot?
And you wrap up the pot.
Everything.
You did not wrap underneath. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a shita that says it's mutter. So the first reason is because it's not shayach to be mucked in the whole thing with the bottom part, or the top part of the kira. Okay. Fine. That's one reason to make all. The other reason to make all is, he says, you know what? This is not a davar moisi pebble. A davar moisi pebble is something where the heat is like self-sufficient, it's ongoing. Yeah, it's really getting cold. It happens to be that it's very hot now. On Shabbos is definitely our Asa.
Everything we're talking about is
Hold on, that's what I'm trying to get to.
I thought everything, all the hot money we're talking about here is on Shabbos.
No, the Tavon Moshe Pebble is after even an Erev Shabbos, right? Okay? Yeah?
Okay.
Fine. So the second thought to make it is that it's not considered a Tavon Moshe Pebble. Why is it not a Tavon Moshe Pebble? Because even though it's hot now, yeah, the oven, the stove is hot, but it's slowly it's getting colder. That's not a Tavon Moshe Pebble. Tavon Moshe Pebble is only when the fire is there, it's generally, whatever, I don't know what the word is in English. It's per, what?
Okay, cliche.
Yeah, you're right. I'll stand up there, right. Okay.
So the heat dissipates in this, but like sand and these other things, they're...
No, so those apparently, yeah, they're self-generating, yeah.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Apparently. It's converting the heat from the sun. And all those other things, the way I understand it is, they're a compost, and so they're generating heat from the
it's a reaction that keeps, that keeps going. Okay. Okay. So those are the two reasons it brings to be made. Okay, we'll just hold that for a second. Then he brings that those who are mahmer, and you shouldn't do that mahmer all over there. Okay? Yeah? Even though you've got these two sparrows that it's not shy to the front of the bottom part of the top, the top part of the kira, and the other sparrow was that the heat is slowly dissipating, there are those who are choshish for that. Yeah? And the Mishnah says, his words are, you have to be moiter to the ones who are maple. Sounds like you should be maple. Okay? Fine.
Can we finish this scenario? So what we learn from this one thing is that when I don't have to cover the bottom of the pot, if I cover everything else, it's covered. It's forbidden, not a different choice, but I have pot on a something.
Yeah.
I cover everything except bottom.
Yeah.
We consider it's covered.
Well, why not? It could be that's when we turn on these two shittas. Yeah? Let's talk it through. The first shitta held, that if the bottom, the reason why it was mutter, we've got a shitta that's maker and a shitta that's master. In the shitta that's maker, there's two reasons to be maker. Okay? One reason to be maker was because the bottom part, the thing that's covering the bottom of the pot, cannot be used, is not generally used for as much. According to that, if you just take, if that was the only spar we had, if you take a pot and you put it on a hot plate, an air shower we're talking about, right? And then you cover the rest of the pot, not the hot plate.
It's not right.
That would be not covered. Good, so that
makes no sense.
Why?
Because
it's moisty paper,
what do you mean?
That's right, so it's the paper.
The first
part is off. So what? So what? Yeah, the first part. That first part, listen here. The first, what you're saying is the second spara
won't do the first one.
No, no, this is still data.
I don't think the second spara is saying that case. The first spara. So the first spara is saying when they keep the bottom part is not, there's no mercy to them.
Just because you can't back it, that's what it says. The issue is Hatman. Okay, what's next over something that you must win with? Something which you can muffle in the whole thing with.
That's what I'm saying. It's physically.
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Whether.
No. What I'm saying is that you have the whole pot wrapped up.
Right.
The bottom part is on sending us something that you don't normally use to. But a nice fire coming up over there.
Yeah. No fire.
Yeah.
No fire.
That's not for Rahman. It's
got no fire.
You accept, even though there's lots of heat and it's going to get very hot. That's not.
But I anticipated the heat.
The definition is forms of this. Yeah, the definition of that is using a substance which can be mucked in the whole thing. Okay. But according to the second
cover or not.
The key word is wood.
It's covered. I need only one go. It's covered, part or not.
We discussed it. Wait. So according to that first that sounds like it intrinsically is covered. Right. But you've got another reason after what that. This is not double moisture heaven. Double moisture heaven is only when it's self generating heat. This is not self generating heat. This is what you're
saying. That would be enough for me.
Oh, very good. Right. That's what we're saying. Yeah. So, if it's on an electric hot day where it's self generating heat, then you're going to be in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, that will be hot tomorrow. Okay?
Right?
Okay? So that should come out the nafka min between the two. And that's the Shulzan Rabbah says, therefore, it's us to do Hatmana on the whole part except for the bottom when it's on a hot plate. Yeah?
Even Arab Shabbos?
Even Arab Shabbos, according to this, right? Because the Hashash is that you will stoke these the coals that are still inside the remnants, right?
On an electric hot plate?
But the whole reason for the jail was
the thing is really cooking.
Let's just get this very, very clear. Yeah.
So it's all
the whole side of Hatmana is when there's no side of whatsoever of the side of Rishon Yerushalayim. So you're into dry. Okay. It's all fully cooked. No problem of Rishon whatsoever. Right?
It's not the raw leg.
Huh?
It's not the raw leg of cow or whatever that is.
Right. Yeah.
It's
a bushel of dish with the rice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So according to that, Rashul Zaman always said that you shouldn't do it. I don't think he brings it. The rice is that you've got in the Mishnah where you've got the Yeshua Priyan. Some are not going to hold either swallows. Okay? So the rice, that's why it will come out there, put on a hot plate, even though the hot plate itself is not something that you're normally marking with. But because of this other reason in the Mishnah Brewer, that it doesn't seem to accept that svara, which you're happy with, yeah. Therefore, you can't do hatmana on Erev Shabbos where the hot cake is the bottom part of hatmana and the rest of it is all wrapped up with something else. Okay?
When we set the rest of it means completely.
Yeah, hot cake. Okay. So that's.
No, that's awesome.
So that's all by Adava Moisif Hevel. Yeah? Okay? Now what about, we know that, we've discussed this, there's really two separate scenarios by Hatmana. One is Adava Moisif Hevel, which is also even on Erev Shabbos. Okay? And the other one is Adava which is not Moisif Hevel. Yeah, and that's only after on Shabbos. Okay, yeah. So, is there going to be a? Let's say you've got a pot, you took it off the fire. Yeah, so there's no problem. We're not talking about whether there's a moisture table here. Yeah, but if you want to wrap it up to keep it warm. Let's say your hot plate went off. Yeah, and your winter's going to come later. And you want to on Shabbos itself. Yeah, I know Shabbos is always okay. Yeah, you want to keep the food warm. Put it down on the table, and you want to wrap it around. Yeah, so you're not wrapping underneath. Okay.
And then how?
Yeah. Yeah. Table has.
But the table is okay. Whatever you want to take yourself. Yeah. It's also
insulated. No,
yeah. Okay. So would that be okay or would that be a problem?
What's the table made of?
So the foot is covered on the side. So you might maybe suggest that according to that first swallow, that the fact that you can't normally be mapping with this, maybe it would be okay. Okay, let's just accept that.
No problem.
Yeah. What do you want to have? Yeah, okay, very good. Right. Okay, say that. Yeah. Accepted. Yeah. Okay, but at least according to the second swallow, yeah, where we're not mechale, right, it would still be a problem. Yeah? Okay, everyone with me? You're looking. Oh, okay, we said again, but we spoke down the Mishnah Berurah that he had two different svaras. Why, if you put the pot on top of the kira, why there's a tug to be made for? Okay, the first one was because the top of the kira, yeah, which is the bottom insulating bit of the pot, yeah, that's the kira, the metal, is not something that you can be muttering the whole thing with. If that's, and that's not included within the category of hatmana.
Well, sorry, because
it doesn't wrap. Because it doesn't wrap, exactly, 100%. Yeah? Okay, so according to that swara, if that swara is also true by hatmana on Shabbos itself, so then there's a tzad table being Muslim. Yeah, if you put the pot on top of the table, without a tablecloth, as we pointed out, right? You can't be muttering with a piece of wood, right? Okay, so you put the pot there and you cover it all around. There's maybe a tusk there that should be written, okay? But according to the other svara, there are other reasons we make it over there. Well, it's not because we say that something which you can't be mapping the whole thing with is not considered to be a hatmana. No, it is. There was a new svara over there. The svara over there was because at some point since the government was in heaven when the heat is self-generated. Here there was no fire in that cure. Yeah, there's no fire there. The fire, the heat, it's very hot now, but it's going to get cooler. And that's not caused a double harmonic heaven. Okay?
Right.
So put it down. So according to that, it would come out that it's faster to put a pot on the table, wrapping it all around with the bottom, but the table is also considered to be you big mouth. Remember that?
Right now, I don't understand. Right now. Let's treat it as if he bore down.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
An Arab shop.
An Arab shop.
An Arab shop.
Okay.
Why on Shabbos they could not? That is not my question.
Yeah, because you said that. You said that on Shabbos itself, it's not a mana, but even with someone which is not on the table. So let's go back. Yeah. According to that shita that we're learning, it is fully wrapped. It's fully wrapped. The thing underneath, the mess underneath, it's fully wrapped. That's just not that one is level, because he thinks it doesn't
have a problem. Okay. I didn't finish my question.
Okay.
Can you bring this bee bear and say,
why? So can you bring bear? Yeah.
And for tell me it's plain. Why wrapping bear in first place?
On Friday, you're allowed to take a pot off the fire.
I know.
Put it into a towel. Wrap it on all sides. You're allowed to do that on Friday. On Shabbos, that exact same action is forbidden.
Why?
So plus, why? You're not adding.
Right now, I would like to know why a wrapping in general.
Okay, so that would be so that would happen. It depends, right? Is that again, there's two types of atmana. One is with a moisture table, one with moisture table. Okay, the one on Shabbos is, he said, because you're coming to be hatmana on the pot. And the same day, then you might find that your food is cold, yeah, and you'll heat it up. And you'll be over
fishing for making a bar. I want to ask you another question, because I try to understand. Then without wrapping it, I could not find the fine food at all.
Yeah, maybe.
Whoa, what was the thing? I found it
cold. Okay, what? Yeah. So that is bad. Based on Shabbat. So I'm paying only because it was wrapped, and without this, I'm not paying.
Yeah. We allow you to wrap, but you might wrap in some of this, but that's for that whole day of our, okay. The fact that you're coming to be mapped in church, I'm mapped, I want this food to be hot. Yeah? That's why I'm planning on being mapped. That's why I want to do Asmana. If you're not coming to do Asmana, you don't see that this person as interested in it being hot. So therefore, Hazal didn't go into it.
Okay.
Yeah?
Good.
Fine. Okay. So we've got it clear? Okay? Yeah? So it seems to come out that, putting it on the, if the table was the other thing of the whole wrapping, that would still come out of problem. Okay? I'm not going to get involved, but even if the other reason might also be a problem, I'm not going to get involved with
these.
The second said that it's definitely
a problem.
What? Okay, that.
I'm in case it wasn't there.
Yeah. Okay. So that's on Asmana itself on Shabbos. Yeah, but not but that was. I'll speak it out very quickly then. According to that first, this is by Davah Moisik Hebel on Erisan, right? So there he said that because you might come. The whole chashash of Moisik Hebel on Erev Shabbos is that you might be wrapping up with remet, yeah, this cold things, yeah, and that you'll come to stove there, okay. So in a sense, it's like a gzeirah to a gzeirah, okay. Chazal didn't set it up that way, but it's really like a gzeirah to a gzeirah. Do you know why you can't wrap up with any dama Moisik Hebel? Because you might come to wrap with remet.
Why? What's the problem with remet?
Actually, there's no problem with remnants itself. It's just by the remnant, you might come to you'll see some coals there, which are alive, and you'll stoke them up. Yeah. So the whole zera of anything which is not remnant is really, in a sense, is a zera to zera, right? It's like a step removed. Okay. So it could be that maybe over there, as I said, anything which doesn't represent or resemble remnants, they won't go through. So the sheet of metal doesn't represent remnant. It's further away. So they didn't make this material exist, right? Okay. Yeah. Mashiach, but by classic Hatzman on Shabbos itself, it's not a material exist. Yeah. The Chazal were more worried that if you show your interest that you want this food to be hot, you're going to come to heat the food. So there could be any way of showing your interest that you want this food to be hot, that already makes this deal. Yeah? And therefore, even a table, even though you normally you can't wrap the whole thing up with it, the fact that I wrap half of it, and the whole thing is now wrapped up, and I'm showing I'm interested in this being hot, yeah? That might all fit into the deal of Hatzman on stuff. Yeah. Yeah. We're not aiming for something called remnants. We're not aiming for anything. They're just, if I show that I'm interested in keeping this thing hot, maybe I'm already into the zero. Okay? So just suggesting that even according to that first parrot that might have on Shabbos stuff by Akmana, maybe there's no class to be made. Yeah?
So
we
get a little bit loose in the wrapping.
Yeah, okay, you're right. So right, that's what we discussed here. That's what we discussed. Last week, I think, the week before, right? Again, Hashmona is only when it's snug, right? If there's a, his lotion was, Hashem's lotion was, if there's an air gap which is difficult to recognize, well, yeah, then that would be acceptable, right? Or, yeah?
I've never tried it, but you're allowed to put something out in the sun to warm up or to yeah. take the chill off something?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking. I don't mean to say.
It's not a mono. Bishul is okay because we said there's no what's called bishul, but some is the same.
I just mean the problem. I just mean the expression, the way of saying, because it shows you're interested in being hot. well, if I put it out in the sun, I'm sure I'm interested in being hot. So, meaning it's, it was like.
I guess it probably wasn't so common to
well,
do.
Because you're also showing that you know that it's not to put it in the sun.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the way you're going to get that.
Yes,
I mean, you've got to show more of an awareness of how often.
If I put the pot out on the barbecue that's out in the sun, the barbecue is empty. It might look like I'm doing this, but anyway, it's.
Just the other side, I think, Mr. Wenz, I think you asked. We said that Hatmana is only. Let's say you have a piece of. We discussed that you have a piece of kugel, right? It's not covered at all. I mean, it's not in any pot or anything, right? We said a regular pot, the lid, that's called the pot with the food, that's the normal thing's in. There's no problem of Hatmana, yeah? Even though it's in the food, that's the pot, that's the normal way to have food, right? Okay. Then the Mahava says that, you know what? There's actually nothing wrong with covering the whole piece of food. Yeah, covering the whole thing, hot piece of food, nothing wrong with it. If your intention are not for Hatmana, if you want to just protect it from the dirt, let's just go with what we're doing on Shabbos itself, right? Because then it's clear. You take a piece of kugel, it's a hot piece of kugel, yeah, you take it off the fire, and if you leave it, if you put it on the table, the fires are going to come, so you wrap it up. Yeah.